AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris crisscrossing several swing states today, among them North Carolina, where the former president said of the Democratic Party,
"You know what? The truth is they've treated our whole country like garbage, whether they meant to or not, because they're grossly incompetent people, and they've destroyed our country."
Harris says it's time to turn the page on Trump,
"who has been trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We know that is who he is. But North Carolina, that is not who we are.
The Supreme Court's allowing Virginia to purge voter registrations. The state says it's aimed at stopping non-citizens from voting. The Pentagon says North Korean troops sent to Russia are moving closer to the Ukraine border. Sagar Magani has details.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says some of the roughly 10,000 North Koreans sent to Russia are edging closer to the Kursk region and in what he calls a dangerous and destabilizing development.
"We're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment."
Austin says there's a pretty high likelihood Russia will use those troops in combat. At a joint Pentagon news conference, South Korean counterpart Kim Jong-hyun said the deployment could boost security threats on the Korean Peninsula, noting through an interpreter, in exchange for the troops, there's a high chance North Korea will ask Russia for high-tech transfers.
"Relating to tactical nuclear weapons, technologies related to their advancement of ICBM, also those regarding reconnaissance satellite."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
International mediators are circulating new proposals to halt the wars in Lebanon and Gaza. Negotiations have been stalled for months, and the warring parties have shown no signs of backing down. Hezbollah's newly named leader, Naim Qassem, says the group will keep fighting until it's offered ceasefire terms it deems acceptable. This is AP News. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending drove third-quarter growth, accelerating to a 3.7% annual pace. Exports also factored in, increasing at an 8.9% rate. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street after drops for Eli Lilly and chip companies overshadowed a jump for Google's parent company. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow fell 91 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6% from the record high it set a day earlier. Alphabet rose 2.8% after becoming the latest major tech company to deliver strong profit. Eli Lilly sank 6.3% on concerns about two of its blockbuster drugs. Chip stocks fell following the latest profit report from Advanced Micro Devices. AMD gave back 10.6%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.